With Parshas Lech Lecha, the Torah begins to tell us the detailed history of our patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our matriarchs, Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah. For Maaseh Avos, Simon Lebonim, the events and deeds of the ancestors and founders of the Jewish people are indicative for their descendants and provide examples and role models for them. This history begins with the first divine command given to Abraham in the opening sentence of Parshas Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha, go forth from your land and from your birthplace and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. This command of God given to the first Jew is and remains a command offering guidance and direction for the life of all of his descendants, every one of us. It reveals man's mission and purpose here on earth, and does so with every detail in this verse. First of all, it says, Lech Lecha, go. The Hebrew word for going, halicha, has a connotation of moving onwards, progressing. The divine instruction of Lech Lecha, go forth, therefore, is an order for man to move on to higher and better things. Man must know that he cannot remain static. A human being cannot remain in one place or one level. Our sages note that the difference between man and angels is that angels remain the same. They remain in whatever level or degree of perfection that is given to them with their creation. Man alone can raise and elevate himself in an ongoing process. Moreover, as man cannot remain static, this means that if he does not progress, he will, God forbid, regress. If he does not move forward, he will, God forbid, fall backward. The human being, therefore, has not only the ability of continuously improving himself, but also an obligation to do so. This, then, is the meaning of this first command to Abraham, and through him to all of us. Go forth, move on, rise, reach out for ever higher goals. How does one achieve this self-improvement, this self-elevation? The verse thus continues, go forth from your land. The Hebrew word eretz, land, earth, has a connotation of asius, earthiness, mundane pursuits and involvements. Where one is obsessed by earthy interests, by physical or mundane ambitions, one can hardly develop spiritual goals. The very first milestone, therefore, on the road to self-improvement is to go forth from your land, from your own earthiness, from your physical and mundane desires. The very first thing is to master and control these. This is not yet enough. The next step is go forth from your birthplace. Birthplace alludes to inborn feelings and character traits. One is not to say, well, I was born with certain traits and tendencies, and thus I cannot help myself. I am what I am, and you cannot expect me to change my very nature. God says differently. You must leave your birthplace. That is, you must not do things simply because they come naturally. Man must learn to master and control his feelings and character traits. The third step is to go forth from your father's house, which stands for man's mind, reason, and thoughts. For man's mind is in a way the parent of man's behavior. That is why only a mentally competent person is held responsible in both religious and secular law. But God tells us here that our own ideas, our own way of reasoning may not be sufficient. Sometimes we have to hear and listen to a higher and better form of reasoning, to a mind much more open than our own, one that is truly objective. This then is the meaning of this first command to Abraham, the first command to every one of us. If you really want to find truth, if you want to develop your human potential, if you want to be true to yourself, then you must work on yourself, you must make an effort to progress, to advance. Do not be satisfied with whatever qualities, mental, emotional, or material, that you are born with. Go out from your earthiness. Go out from your natural feelings. Go out from your own way of thinking and reasoning, El Ho'oretz Asher Areko, to the land which I, God, will show you. That is, by listening to God's guidance and instructions. Following this command was the secret of Abraham's blessings and success, even as it is the assurance of our own blessings and success.